Hello, Washington, D.C. Look at this crowd of 1.8 million people. This is Donald Trump math, ladies and gentlemen. You say it, the media buys it. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. And whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter and abolish it, and to institute new government. That is why we are here. This is not Russia. To Donald Trump and his pathetic band of white, privileged, criminal businessmen, I would like to say to him, niet, sir, niet, 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 no, we won't. We've seen what you have done, sir. We have seen your connections with Russia. The game is over. The internet rules. All media is universal. The truth matters, even if our major media companies will not call him a liar. We will. He lies. He lies. He lies. He lies. And it's about time they all started saying that instead of it appears as if he hasn't been speaking the truth. Cut it down to the least common denominator like he does. I got a very good presidency, really good idea. This idea is good, it's bigly and good, and lots of people are talking about it. It's a bigly good idea. Well, tell that to Ryan Owen's father, sir. How dare you, Donald Trump? This is America. It is not yours. It is not corporately owned. It is of the people, by the people, and for the people. And we, the people, will not stand for it. He has degraded and bullied women his entire life and career. The President of the United States has been accused of rape many, many times. Report that, newspapers. That's the fact, Jack. That's how we're gonna go from now on, down and dirty like Donald Trump. No big words, just the truth. And you know what the truth is? A very handsome conservative man stopped me on my way up with his iPhone to ask me with his charming Irish 30-year-old face if George Soros had paid me to come here. And I said, sir, I have never met George Soros, but he seems like a lovely man. One day I'd like to share a souvlaki with him. I've only met your friend Donald two times. Once at his wedding to Marla Maples, where he shook the hands of the guests at the wedding as he walked down the aisle to take his vows. Warning, 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 Will Robinson. And one other time at a game show. I don't know him. I know he's a bully. He's a mean man. He hates women. He's taken away women's rights, and we will not stand for it. I'm here with the ACLU. I'm here with the NAACP. I'm here with Flint, Michigan, and clean water for every American. I am here with you, because we, the people, will get him out. Thank you, peace, and don't fear the rain. Do not leave. We have many speakers. I'm staying, and I'll be back.